You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business. Business success. It is no surprise that people want the latest in technology, but they also want function. Wearable tech can do things now like monitor daily activity or one's body index like their heart rate. There are even watches that serve dual purposes. However, when designing wearable tech, the key to remember is if it is practical and an everyday wearable item, and second, is it aesthetically pleasing to one's eye? Nobody wants to wear anything that will break. Miragi is the first micro projector technology fashion jewelry that has been tested, and it works. The founders used zirconia ceramic that is a high-end premium material that is the same ceramic used in Rolex and or Channel watches. Here today is the assistant manager for Miragi, who will explain how the team went from a simple prototype to a functional necklace and provide tips for entrepreneurs trying to turn their dreams into a reality. Candy, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm glad to be here today.
And the pleasure is certainly ours, and we're happy that you took out a moment to be with us. Now, first of all, for starters, what is Miragi, and who would benefit the most from the product?
Miragi is a small company that is designing micro-projection Bluetooth necklace, and it's designed for the average consumer, but it can definitely benefit various lifestyles or various people. For example, like the busy mom can use Miragi at the shopping mall, or a teen may want to show out the Miragi necklace at a nightclub because the projection is very easy to read at daytime or nighttime. And also business men or women, it's actually not limited to gender. You can use it when you're not allowed or to use your phone or when you're not supposed to touch it or like it's inappropriate for you to just like staring at your phone to or constantly replying text or something, or you're just waiting for an important call.
You gotta love technology. What is the biggest advantage Miragi can offer to its users that you see?
The biggest advantage of Miragi, from my point of view, is hands-free. For example, when you're waiting for a very important call, or like when you're driving, but you need to see who it is that's calling you, and you cannot get your phone, you can basically just wave in front of the necklace and you'll see who's calling you. And that's very important for me.
That is pretty awesome. What was the technology designed with business professionals in mind or the everyday person?
It was actually designed for everyday person, but after we designed it, it can actually be used for business professionals as well.
And how is the release of so many new wearables changing the tech industry today?
Wearables brings technology to individuals with ease and convenience today, so you don't have to carry so many bulky products around you anymore. Kind of like our cell phone, you don't have to bring a calculator, a flashlight, everything's like into one now. So people, like you said, people want the latest in technology, but they also want function. So wearable technology can do things almost everything right now, like monitor your daily activity, your body index. There's like smart watches out there designed for your fitness, etc.
Today we're briefly joined by Candy Lee, the assistant manager of Miragi LLC. The Miragi smart necklace is a custom designed smart necklace with Bluetooth that uses a micro projector to display text and call directly onto your hand here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tell us, Candy, what is your advice to entrepreneurs who are looking to launch a new product, and are there any key giveaways you can provide?
I don't think I can provide anything original, but it's as always that you need to have something unique. The reason we come up with the necklace today, because there are just too many smart watches and bracelets. And also micro-projection, the key technology that we use, can be used in necklace, and it works better in a in a necklace than any other jewelry or any other piece that would go into your daily wear.
And I understand also that you are currently running a Kickstarter. Where can people go to support the Kickstarter campaign?
You can simply go to Kickstarter.com and type Miraji or Google.com just to say Miraji and Kickstarter. You can find the first link there. Nice if you, just go on there and check it out for yourself.
So, Candy, tell us where folks can follow you on Facebook and Twitter.
You can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Miraji2015. And as for Twitter, you can follow us at Miraji_LLC.
Well, Candy, it's pretty awesome what you've got here, folks. You got to check it out. Go to the Kickstarter.com website and search for Miraji. That is Miraji, and you'll be sure to find it right there. Candy, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And we've been speaking with Candy Lee, the assistant manager of Miraji LLC. The Miraji Smart Necklace is a custom-designed smart necklace with Bluetooth that uses a micro-projector to display text and calls directly onto your hand. And once again, the website of reference, it's simply Kickstarter.com. And like I mentioned earlier, search for Miraji. You can also follow them both on Twitter and Facebook, Facebook.com/Miraji2015, and on Twitter at Miraji_LLC. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.